But in the event that the Browns do not make the playoffs this year, and maybe even if the Browns do make the playoffs and lose in the first round or something like that, I think Freddie Kitchens needs to be fired.
Once again, y'all, that's Anthony Sellers.
That's Kellen Conley.
And that's Eric Jordan.
And this is
Browns in Our blood.
All right. We got a win. Look good.
Got a W.
Look good. Look good, Browns. Looking good.
So.
Those are positives and negatives.
Yes. Yeah, so I was going to jump right to it. 19-16, y'all come away with the victory at home against the Buffalo Bills. Anthony, what were your takeaways from the game?
A lot of positives and negatives. The goal line thing, the 10 plays total, 11 plays total, from like inside the two or inside for the goal to goal, basically, and you don't get a touchdown hardly.
They didn't get a touchdown.
No, they got one. They got one at the end.
Well, no, I meant during that set.
That one set where they had like the 8 straight and you don't get a touchdown. Oh my gosh, it's so aggravating. So aggravating. But at the same time, you know, they still ended up winning. The penalties, again, were down, which is good. It's nice to see, like, that actually, you know, taking that to heart and being more disciplined and actually being lined up right. I liked also seeing Kareem Hunt out there. Just what he brought, the dynamic he brought, all that, all the stuff, like, lining him up everywhere. Seeing that it wasn't going to take away from what they're going to do with Chubb, too, is...
Right. Yeah, 30 yards rushing, 44 yards receiving.
He had a pretty solid debut. Yeah, 7 receptions on 9 targets.
Mm-hmm.
And Chubb still had 20 carries, and he still had 2 receptions, too. So, I mean, his numbers are still going to be there. Still going. And it just shows what the offense is really going to be going forward, I think. It's going to be kind of predicated around them, too, with everybody else kind of be complimentary, and if they can get to OBJ and Landry, you know, everybody else is going to just get whatever scraps is left.
Right.
You know, it's good to see that, and I think everybody played well overall. I do want to give a positive note for the Bills. I know it's Browns, but Tre'Davious White, their cornerback, was on Odell pretty much the whole game and held him in check. You know, 12 targets for Odell, and he had 5 receptions for 60 yards, roundabouts. Nothing major.
57 yards, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not like he didn't really do anything to change the game at all.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of it was because of Tre'Davious White. He's a very underrated corner, in my opinion.
Mm.
And it showed.
That Bills defense has been stout. That's probably part of the reason why they've been winning this
season. That's the other thing about that goal line stand. Like, it's a little bit aggravating because you know that the Bills' defense is going to, like, be disciplined and stay and do what they need to do. Like, they're going to tighten up, and that's exactly what happened. You know, they've done that year in and year out under Sean McDermott, so.
Yeah, agree.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts? I kind of agree with Anthony, but that was a really good Bills' defense. That Bills' defense was very, very good. I've been watching them all year long, so, you know. You can't take that away from them. The only thing I disagree with you on is that they did what we had been asking. They gave us a heavy dose of Chubb, and they took a shot at OBJ. That happened in that play. OBJ couldn't hold onto the ball. We slammed Chubb down their throat. I don't know how many teams can stop that. You know, 3 shots of Chubb, a shot at OBJ. I can live with that.
Hunt too was as a lead blocker playing like fullback. I personally wasn't expecting that. I didn't watch enough.
He jumped right back in there.
Yeah. Like the fact that they just they had to account for him the whole game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that helped. I really think that helped with Nick Chubb and some of his running lanes too.
Yeah. I don't know how you plan for all that. I don't know how you're playing for Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, OBJ, Jarvis Landry, and thinking we had Njoku.
Both Hunt and Chubb, like, they'll carry tacklers for yards and yards at a time.
Yeah.
Both of them did it yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not, like, it's something that is going to, I think, really manifest as the rest of the season comes out.
It was exciting. It was like something. It was. I could feel that the man I saw them both out there, and when they had them both in the lineup at the same time, I was like, "Whoa, this is crazy. It's gonna be a lot to deal with." And Hutt had how many yards in receiving? 40 yards in receiving? 44 yards in receiving?
44, yeah.
7 catches. He was the second leading receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I wasn't expecting that. That's an extremely nice bonus.
But like everybody hit where they needed to too. Like Chubb got 20 carries. Then he got 2 receptions. Like he got 2 targets or 4 targets. Landry had 10 targets and 9 receptions. OBJ had 12 targets, 5 receptions.
Right.
And then everybody else got the scraps. And that's what it's going to be coming forward. Like, you know, and once Njoku comes back, like you said, it's what's going to happen. Like,
because
then they got to find a way to get numbers. How are you going to take 2 away from here? You know, how are you going to, there's only so many snaps that's going to come around. But you can't, it's like you said, it's hard to game plan for.
Yeah.
Anybody know when Njoku comes back?
He's eligible week 12.
Thank you.
12. To come off IR.
Sweet.
Thank you, number man.
Sweet, sweet.
try.
You try. I'm like sitting there at the speakers, and all I hear is these numbers coming at me. I'm like this.
Defense played really good. We hold any team under 20, and we held this one 16. I counted as 20 because they field goal. They missed that field goal. That's on them. But we hold any team under 20. We, with the talent that we got, we should be able to win. So I felt defense played very good. You know, I did think our defense was going to be more of a turnover machine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's kind of a little bit aggravating.
Yeah,
like they're not having as many turnovers as they had last year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I thought it would be, but I think it's because of the injuries, which led to lack of chemistry.
I personally think it's the way it's coached. I think Wilkes' coach is different, a lot different than what Williams wanted turnovers.
That's
and
a very good point. That's a very good point.
Williams
blitzed all the time.
Yeah.
And we got to give some love to Austin Siebert. I'm sorry. That boy has been the one few consistent things we've had on this team. He's consistent. He shows up, and we don't win games without him. So
far, he's perfect with field goals.
Yeah,
but he's missed 2 extra points if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
because he missed one. I think he missed
the Jarvis one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the extra point with after the timing penalty this game, but he missed another one earlier this year too, with the win. I forget who it was, what game it was against, but it was at the same end zone too.
Yeah.
Was there a penalty? I mean, you probably don't remember, but this obviously had a penalty on it, and so it made the point, extra point more difficult. Was the other one a penalty? Or you think he just missed it?
No, it was wind. Okay. I remember that one because like the other kicker missed it in the same direction, and then later in like the next quarter we missed one. So I forget, that was like 3 or 4 games ago though.
Yeah. I really do like the commitment to Chubb and the commitment. We already kind of had a commitment to Chubb, but like on goal line. Well, I like us feeding him like that, and I love that we, like, it was it was evident Baker was like looking for OBJ.
Yeah, just need to get that extra push at the goal line. Like,
yeah.
That was so aggravating. Like, line up. Yeah. That's I'm going to outpower you, and they stayed, the Bills' defensive line stayed lower at the point of attack on that. That's all it was.
Yeah, agreed.
So, but to throw out too, got to give a congratulations to J.C. Treader for getting a contract extension.
Mm-hmm.
Got a 3-year extension before this game earlier this week.
I think I saw that.
Yeah. It was after we filmed last week that it happened. So it was like Thursday or Friday.
Right.
It's good to have, going to have him and Batonio together because they've both played really well on the line.
Yeah.
Everybody else has been kind of, but at least they played well.
Yeah. So I got to get that foundation started somewhere.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that. Okay.
Well, now you're talking about defense. I was just going to say that I thought that they're like Josh Allen running for 2 touchdowns was just kind of unacceptable. That's the only problem I have with the defense, especially that longer run.
He does that with everybody.
Yeah, the second touchdown, too, was from like inside the 1.
Yeah, I know that was
too,
pretty much.
Yeah.
So.
I wish we run that play a little bit. I know they don't want Baker, but I think Baker's good for 10, 15 yards. They just key on all that talent we got so time, and I think a quarterback draw is there all day.
It wouldn't have hurt to slide it in there during that goal line stand, the Bills said. I mean, why not? I mean, Chubb is
bootleg action.
Something.
Yeah, it's there.
You guys are coming right back on Thursday. Now you got to win. You got 6. You're 3-6 now. So it's still a possibility. We're not going to get too crazy here, but y'all got the Steelers coming to Cleveland on Thursday night. Since we've started the show, the Browns are 0-3-1 against the Steelers. Is this Thursday the night the Steelers go down to the Browns?
I tell you,
And how important is it to the season that they continue this momentum?
It's very important to the season, I think.
I mean, it's important to the season, yes, if it can happen. But I've kind of moved on. I'm already on, like, we in building mode. You know, if stars line up for us, great. But I just see a lot of work that needs to be done.
You make me want to smack you, dude.
I just see a lot of work that needs to be done.
So you're punting on the 2019 season?
No, we can still actually hit my mark. I said 10-6, right? That's what I said.
Yeah.
So we can actually hit my mark. But I do think, you know, I mean, how, like, you know, crucial is it this year? I just see the excitement that we have this year really probably won't, like, what we expected to see won't be till next year. I think we might be able to squeeze something out this year. Great. And that's fine.
It's like deja vu from last year.
Right.
I'm not, no. This year is, like, I agree with you from last year to this year, but this year's the year we should, like, everybody, the expectations were there. It's important because we got, like, we're still in the hunt mathematically, so why not keep going for it?
Yeah, I'm definitely forward.
I'm not like you with punting on the season. Like, it's not a big deal.
I don't think that's a punt. I don't think that's a punt.
It's a big deal.
I don't think it's a punt. I think I'm playing for the long game. I'm playing for the long game. And that's what I'm saying. I believe in that.
The long game is here.
It's here, but it didn't develop yet. And I don't think it's going to. It'd be great if it develops in these last, what, 7 games? What we got? 7 games left?
Yes.
In these last 7 games, great. I've lost the hype of what. Because our hype was initial, it was real. We were talking Super Bowl in some episodes of this thing. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm more about, okay, cool. Like I said, these last seven games, the stars align and we make it in, great. But what I'm talking about is the execution, what OBJ and Kareem Hunt all bring to the table. It's obviously our coaches got to get better. We got to get play calling better. It's just a lot of things that has to happen. We got to fix our offensive line. Offensive line ain't the greatest. It's just a lot that needs to happen before we get to that. So the excitement that I had before, it's been curled a little bit.
So you're tempering expectations.
I'm tempering expectations. We can say it that way. Now, when it comes, and another thing that helps me, that makes me feel like that is also how better a couple teams in our division got. Like, the Steelers' defense is real.
I was going to talk about that. Yeah.
That defense is as good as the defense we saw yesterday.
Yeah, and Joe Hayden had probably his best game in a very long time with them last night.
And I don't think that, and I think that Baltimore team is not the same Baltimore team we saw in earlier this season. I think they're way better too.
I mean, they destroyed the Patriots.
Yeah. But when I think about that, though, I also think about how we were in that game with the Patriots. You know, I think about that game yesterday with the Steelers and the Rams, how we were in that game with the Rams.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not scared of these teams. But
we did talk about, too, that those two teams, like, it was going to be a three-way battle between all three of us this year. We talked about that earlier in the season, saying that you can't count out the Steelers. Like, even though we were kind of trying to, I mean, we did state that they always are coached well and always are in it, and that the Ravens, we weren't quite as, we just didn't know.
Right.
Yeah, so,
man, that was definitely pre-Fitzpatrick, though. That boy made a huge difference. And definitely pre Marcus Peters.
Yeah, and the offense is going to have to be on their game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but their offense, well, besides Baltimore, that's a whole nother monster. We'll deal with that later. But the Steelers offense don't scare me at all. Don't scare me at all. So except for Connor, because we do have issues with the running game.
Play. He might not play.
It's
looking like he's going to, but he's still questionable.
Right.
So. The Steelers don't have a ton of playmakers, ironically enough, on their offense. Because, I mean, even Schuster, he's had a quiet year, and James Washington's like the only one I've really noticed having any real breakout games and stuff. So, like,
well, Deontay was Johnson. Is that his last name, Deontay Johnson or Deontay? They got some young stuff in them, and Rudolph's a gamer. Rudolph is a gamer.
Well, I mean,
what I mean, I'm not saying he's a baller. There's a difference between baller and gamer. Pause. But
how's that a pause?
Baller.
No.
You're reaching.
Yeah, you're reaching hard.
I'm protecting myself. That's what I'm doing. But
God.
But
different swing baller. Rudolph,
I think, like, there's something about him that he's not scared of the moment. He's not scared of the moment, and it's going to be a Thursday night game. The rivalry that's all involved with this game.
And Baker's across the field from him.
Short week, too.
Yeah, short week.
For both teams. I mean,
both Big 12 QBs. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Yeah. But everybody seems like they're kind of turning into the corner in our division a little bit.
Well, the Bengals are turning the wrong corner.
But the dude,
they still turning the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They didn't look that bad. They didn't look that bad. But so are we, though. The fact that the fact that we're getting way more disciplined is huge.
You mean the Bengals quarterback didn't look that bad?
Yeah, the Bengals quarterback.
Okay, because I was like, the Bengals look bad. Like,
no, the
team.
Bengals quarterback did not look that bad. Okay. The fact that he showed up and got the ball down the field on the Ravens defense, that ain't no joke, you know. But at the same time, but what I'm talking about with us also turning the corner is that I think we are more disciplined than we have ever been. They understand that. I think without a doubt, we're more talented than the Steelers. I don't think when it comes to talent, they can't mess with us. And I think, and what's been our problem in the past has been us.
The Steelers are always a better team. Individual talent only takes you so far in this game.
I agree with that.
So, yeah. And that's what, like, that's the biggest thing with the change that needs to be is it needs to become a team.
Right.
That's why the Bills are, even though we beat them, that's why they're 6-3. It's because they're so tight-knit and such a good like team together.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they complement each other on both sides of the ball, but even so, like, they play to Josh Allen's strengths, which is more towards running gear, like some and stuff, and not really forcing them into being a Peyton Manning type. That's what we need to work towards and stuff, and that comes down to coaching at the end of the day. And the coaching has improved a little bit over these past couple weeks since the bye.
No,
but it's gotten better. Like, there was an actual script and an actual flow to this game until you got into the red zone.
And it was let's throw all this out.
Yeah. So it is coming together. I think it's going to be a close game. I really do.
I do think it's going to be a close game. I do think it's a close game. Unless our offense unless this is the sign of our offense about to start clicking.
It would be nice to have this be the game where Baker and OBJ are on the same page, kind of like what they were with the Jets, you know, and just go at it. Because, I mean, you can see how he goes with Landry. Landry is on the same page with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Higgins, he's usually on the same page with. That was a big, it was his only target of the game yesterday, his touchdown catch. And it was at the most critical point in the game where it was needed. So, and you know Baker's comfortable with him from last year. So the fact that he's been able to get on the field and show it that he's worthy of the more playing time over Callaway is something that I think is good.
Who do you think got the better defense right now? Bills or Steelers?
Steelers,
yeah.
Yeah, that's Cam Haywood, J.J. Watt, and Fitzpatrick. That's a lot to deal with, not even the Rook. So,
and they got Edmonds too, don't they? No. That was the Bills. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'll shut up.
I think we pulled out, but I think this will be a close game. Unless, and y'all been hearing me say this all season long, if that offense just clicks. And what we saw yesterday could be the start of the click. Because once that offense gets clicking, we can blow anybody out on any day. So
that's what all that talent should be doing on the field. So that's why there's been so much frustration.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that offense does kind of click into place, like you say, and start scoring points on command, then, I mean, but of course that's a tough defense on the other side.
You look at it like this. That offense starts clicking. They should be good for 24-plus every game. 24-plus every game. Now, our defense is going to hold most teams to 20 and less. That's just a beautiful.
They should be able to do that against the Steelers.
Yeah.
I think so. Even with them playing a well-managed offense, I still think that's within the realm of possibility to keep them around there.
Right.
Yeah.
Win or lose Thursday?
Well, of course I'm going to say win. I said it's going to be a close game, but I ain't picking the Steelers.
Look, we might pick I might pick another division. Steelers.
I might pick another division opponent to beat us, but I'm not picking a division.
Goatee Anthony is a savage. I'm just saying. He looks at me and I feel fear. I'm like, hi. I'm like, sorry. Okay. So, do y'all want to hear my hot takes?
I want to hear your hot takes.
Do you like hear my hot takes?
No, that session was last week.
Okay. All right. So, we have a FanDuel league. No. So here's my hot takes. It doesn't help that they came out with a win because it kind of makes it look like a bad hot take. But in the event that the Browns do not make the playoffs this year, and maybe even if the Browns do make the playoffs and lose in the first round or something like that, I think Freddie Kitchens needs to be fired. I think it was a bad choice. I feel like he shouldn't be the head coach. I feel like he's been overwhelmed the whole entire season. He's doing the best with what he can. He has tremendous pieces in place. And to have these results after 10 weeks and be 3-6, I find that highly disappointed as a friend of Cleveland Brown fans. So that's the rule number one. Anybody have any complaints about that?
Would that have been your take on any coach that did that? Say McCarthy. We hired McCarthy. And we did, or Greg Williams. And they came out with the same results as we have this year. Would you still want that move to happen?
It's the record is like a big prevalent point, but the way the offense has been managed, and I know there's an offensive coordinator, but Freddie is still being the one making the decisions and things like that. And the way the game is being managed at times, because I've caught a few full games this year, thankfully, because the Steelers have been down. They've been showing Browns games. But it just feels like the team is poorly managed, and I feel like there are times I don't feel like the players are responding to Freddie as a leader. I think as an offensive coordinator, it worked last year. They had Baker was the main piece. They built around Baker, and then they brought in OBJ and now Kareem Hunt, where they have these playmakers that also need to have offense designed around them. Baker is trying to adjust, and he's doing a little bit better than he was earlier in the season. But I feel like that Freddie is just not communicating well enough and getting his point across for the results to show on the field. So if Greg Williams was out there and the record was 3-6, or McCarthy and the record was 3-6, I might be like, yeah, but here's all these other things. I really can't see any bright sides to Freddie Kitchens being the head coach at this point.
If Freddie Kitchens lost the locker room, I just don't really believe in you can regain the locker room. I don't know. I don't believe that. I've never seen it before. You like someone recapturing the locker room after they lost it.
So, to counter, the last time that there was such vitriol for a head coach and a QB like that, at the rate that it's been with Freddie and Baker this year for us, and that we've spewed both too, you know, at times, the last time it was like that, it was a team that ended up going to the Super Bowl. Carolina Panthers with Rivera
and Cam.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because Rivera used to like be really conservative and stuff, and Cam hated it. And then Rivera opened up the playbook, and then next thing you know, they're rolling into the Super Bowl.
So, I did not know that.
Yeah, I remember that season. Yeah.
Yeah, and there was a lot of national backlash at them, too. So that's one thing to kind of keep in mind that I was kind of reminded of that I kind of forgot about, to be honest.
Nice take.
Thanks. helps calm me from last week's stuff. I stopped at a water table on my way to the bus to catch that Fire Freddy train.
Nice. That's hot take number one. Hot take number two. I don't think Steve Wilks is a good defensive coordinator either. To pick up the Cardinals, dude, who we saw him. I mean, they didn't have much to work with last year, but he ran like the team went 3-13 when he was Cardinals head coach last year. And for the Browns to immediately snatch him up, even with his defensive past and his defensive mindedness, and probably the salary that he was willing to take and be a part of Freddie's thing, I feel like this defense isn't as sharp as it was last year. It's holding, like y'all say, and keeping teams under 20 points. But I really feel like that there's almost a harness that's been put on a lot of the defensive players.
I do think with the defense, though, is there's not as much depth as there was last year. Yeah, they traded away Ogba. They got rid of Anthony Zettel. You know, they had good pieces there. They got rid of Gennard Avery.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's pieces there that were there. They weren't using and capitalizing on anyways, so they got rid of them. So I think, like, a little bit about that is, like, there's been a depletion to an extent of depth, you know, and they got rid of Peppers, too.
Yeah, that's true.
And they try to replace with two or three different players that just, quite frankly, aren't as good as plays, aren't playing as well as what Peppers did, you know. And then you factor in the injuries with Ward and Greedy Williams and Demarius Randle, all missing a significant amount of time this year. Yeah, I think that plays a little bit of a factor into it. Because when, as you've seen this game, they played well this game.
Yeah.
You know, what Denzel Ward had the pass interference on the first possession, but other than that, there wasn't much going at him this against the Bills. And it was like that last week too. So I'm not agreeing with you on this one.
Well, I feel like the Bills offense is, again, it's kinda like the Raiders offense, to be frank, because it's like we want to get first downs and move the ball down the field. We don't have to do anything flashy. They don't have Josh Jacobs, but they don't really have a running game per se. They have a couple receivers who can catch some balls, but there's nobody out there who is really – they play conservatively. And so part of Bill's success has been the offense doesn't make mistakes. They don't turn the ball over. They find a way to get points on the board. And then they're coming out with these 17-10, these defensive games where they only score X amount of points, and they pull it out because their defense is so good. So I don't feel like – I know that you feel like they played better this week, but also I don't feel like the Bills' offense is that threatening either.
I'm with Anthony on this. I disagree with you on this. I feel like the defense, that's the last people, that's the, on all the things we got going wrong, the defense is not.
Yeah, and I do think there's a little bit less depth than what there was last year.
Yeah.
And also Vernon's was out yesterday. He's probably going to be out this game against the Steelers too. So you take away that other bookend on the defensive line. I'm not with that take personally. Okay. And Joe Schobert is playing at a Pro Bowl level this year again too. Again. He's playing like he's top four, top five in tackles in the league.
And Ward looked good.
Yeah.
Since Ward's been back. I mean,
yeah. He's had a couple mental lapses and stretch and small spurts, but for the most part, most of the game he's playing great.
Yeah. That catch last week that they made over top of him, but he was there.
Yeah, he was there. Like he was there. There was nothing he could do about that. Yeah. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. And then my last hot take, I'm going to roll it all into one. It's like two sections. So I don't believe that there is any more superstar wide receivers anymore. I feel like those days are kind of going away. And with that said, I feel like Browns need to trade Odell Beckham in the offseason and get draft picks. And hopefully Jarvis isn't too mad and wants to stay. I feel like he's hurt y'all. Hurt the team's overall chemistry that y'all had last season.
Would I use Odell for trade bait?
Draft picks are another solid piece somewhere. I feel like I think he's making the best of what it is to be in Cleveland. I don't feel like he's as exciting as he's been in the past, and as much as the offense has struggled, I feel like he is not bought in, and I don't think he will. I think he likes playing with his friend.
Where are you seeing that at?
I mean, just I don't know, man.
He's been on the best behavior he's been in since he got in the league.
I mean, what's he going to do?
Some of it's his fault because he has made some drops, but I don't think.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel like y'all don't need him.
I'm listening to your take because, you know, you always got to listen.
Yeah. That's a good point. You do you have always, to listen because you're letting me talk. Listen. Now, this but, probably won't be in any of the episodes.
No, I mean, you got to listen when it comes to trades and using talent, mm-hmm. using your leverage, what you got. You got to listen to things like that. But when it comes to him not buying in, nah, I don't believe that. I've seen this. Even if it's fake, let's say everything that's coming out of his mouth is fake and phony. Dude, that's a huge stretch to the person that was in New York. He is not the same person in New York. He defends Baker. He goes on there. He's one of the people. He's such a cool veteran right now. The only thing I can give you, yes, we got leverage. We play that game because we Moneyball. So we do play that game. But not because he's a distraction of any sorts. And not because he lost a step of any sorts. And not because
He's not a distraction. He has not been a distraction. No. And I'm not going to say he's lost a step because I haven't seen evidence of him having the ball long enough in his hands to show that he's lost a step.
Yeah. I don't see nothing but it getting better from here on up, which is pretty good. I think, you know, was all the things, the expectation of OBJ not reaching our expectation is not on OBJ's fault. That's more on scheme, game plan, not enough time, the offensive line not giving Baker enough time, which makes Baker make some bad decisions. It's not OBJ that's the problem I see there. So no, honestly, I wouldn't do it. But if someone comes like shoot, now that we got Kareem Hunt, I mean, you know, you got to listen to those kind of things. But I mean, it had to be a great deal. And it better be for something on the offensive line. But, yeah.
No comment.
No comment.
Oh, you got to give a comment on this. You got to give a comment. Just do you agree with Hyphen or not?
No comment.
Come on.
I don't agree.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the no comment.
Okay.
I'm not having this discussion. No.
I'm with you, Ant. I'm with you. I mean, you got to listen. You know, someone comes.
Doesn't mean you have to have the discussion.
Right. You know, yeah. Someone comes after and gives us, be like, you know, two first rounders.
Yeah.
For OBJ, you got to listen, you know. But, you know, not force it. I'm definitely not in a position where we are initiating that conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my hot takes.
All right, man, let's get to this daggone fantasy football. I'm so tired of this fantasy football. This is ridiculous. How is he winning? Did you win last week too? No, you was in second place last week, right?
No, I was in third last week.
You was in third last week. I was all the way at the bottom.
But this week.
So this week, Anthony won. MI was second. Gary was third. I was fourth. Johnny was fifth. And Eric was
You
last.
Only need to read the top three.
Okay, edit it out then. Edit it out. Overall standings, let's get to those. Not top five scores, but we are doing total scores.
Get you.
Anthony is in first. E is in second. Gary's in third. And I am 3 points behind Gary in fourth.
So how many points do I have?
You have 1,300.44.
No, I mean, like how much of a buffer?
You got about a...
75. Seven,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can get that back in 1 week.
75-point buffer.
I can do that in a week. I can do that in the afternoon, 1-4.
You ain't done it yet.
I'm about to. You ain't done it yet either.
If you want to play FanDuel,
you ain't got that belt yet.
If y'all want to,
I'm still the champ.
I'm getting it. Though.
I'm still the champ.
I'm clearly getting it.
Yeah. Whatever.
If y'all want to play FanDuel with these two, go to the link in the description. $2 to play. We play every Sunday, all the 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock games. Come join us. $2. There's normally 6 slots. That's been paying out lately because we only need.
Yesterday. He won that money.
He did, because we need at least need at least 5 to fill the league. We got it at 6.
Yeah.
If the interest goes up, we can raise the slots up. But we want to at least play for that money every week. So 6 slots.
Yeah.
Join FanDuel. See if you can beat them. You're not going to beat them overall because you're joining week 11 or week 11. But you can beat them week to week, and then you can jump in the comments like,
you can still win the money.
I got the money at least.
You can still win the money. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You can win the money just like that. So.
Yeah.
Blah.
Well, make sure you also check us out on the YouTube channel, which is Monster Lung Sound Vision. The description, you know, you can write down here, somewhere down there.
Like, share, and subscribe on YouTube, Monster Lung Sound Vision. Yes. Leave comments, because we love talking to y'all in the comments.
Yes.
Love, obviously, y'all can crap on my hot takes if you want to, just like these two do. That's perfectly fine. I don't care. I'm a Raiders fan, and we're winning, so I can't really be mad. I don't know how long it's going to last. Anyway, all the comments are welcome. Make sure that you're subscribing. Make sure you hit that bell so you never miss a video upload from Monster Lung Sound Vision or Browns in Our Blood content, just like that. And Browns in Our Blood is brought to you by Hyphen Podcast Group, Morgantown, West Virginia-based podcast collective, bringing great podcasts to the people. HyphenPodcastGroup.com. Yes, just like that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brownie, let's do it. Thursday night football, prime time. Let's set the tone for our division. Let them know. Cause this will let everybody know what's up. That'll be Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Let's get it.
But you're not punting on the season, right?
I'm not punting on the season.
Okay, but you are thinking a bigger picture, though.
I'm like, next
so if they take this L, they take this L and have 7 losses, you're cool. You're like, well, you never know. We can still slide it 9-7.
With 3-6, obviously I'm cool.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Oh, y'all not too far. Don't get all Raider happy.
I'm not getting Raider happy.
You like two games ahead. Don't act like y'all.
I'm not getting Raider happy.
Like y'all like 7.
The Raiders could lose out. They might lose out. I looked at the schedule. I talked about it in my pod. It's a possibility. Gruden is iffy. Anything can happen.
Gruden's. I think he's improved already.
Hey, Browns, beat the Steelers. Do it. Do it. I love it when the Steelers lose. I was mad that they won.
Hey, who do y'all play?
We are playing, I don't know, some team.
Oh, wow.
I can't even think of it right now. So we're playing some team this Sunday, and it's going to be awesome. And I'm looking forward to it. We are playing the Bengals. Oh, yeah. It's a trap game. I'm really scared of this Bengals game because the Bengals are awful. And I feel like the Bengals could totally roll into Oakland and beat us. That's how much trust I have in my team right now. I feel like it's a trap.
Yeah, a trap. Y'all, that's Kellen Conley.
That's Eric Jordan.
And that's Anthony Sellers.
And this is
Browns in our blood.
Let's go, Brownies.
My name is Miles Amadeus Prower. I have what I believe is a pretty cool podcast that you probably never heard of. I Black Man Podcast is a view of a white world seen with the aid of a black light and a little humor to help you cope. So check out the I Black Man Podcast on iTunes and anywhere you listen to podcasts.
This is the
I Black Man Podcast, offensively black.
Look, I don't have much time, all right? So let me just say something real quick. My name is EG, and I am the host of 2 shows that are part of the Hyphen Podcast Group. The first show is called Catch the Show. It's a show where I talk about music-related news and pop culture, upcoming tours that you may want to catch shows of, and I tell you about a show that I call it, because it's the number one concert review podcast in the world, and I've reviewed shows from Beyonce to Kendrick Lamar to even the Backstreet Boys. So yeah. That's Catch the Show. The other show is called The Underground Monster. Slightly different kind of show, but still music related. It's where I cover basically underground independent hip-hop, horrorcore, and the juggalo culture. So yeah, if you're interested in either one, go to hyphenpodcastgroup.com and or go to your favorite podcast platform and just search for them and hit that subscribe button, okay? Got that? Cool. Now let's get you back to the show you were originally listening to.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and comment. This has been a Hyphen Podcast Network production.
They're the bestest. I'm getting paid at exposure.